Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi in Jeddah on Tuesday, in the first visit by the Iranian official to the Gulf Kingdom since Tehran's air war with Israel. The two discussed relations and the latest regional developments, Saudi state news agency SPA said. Araghchi held fruitful conversations with Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud and Defense Minister Khalid bin Salman, the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Esmail Baghiai said in a post on X. HRH, the Crown Prince, Iranian Foreign Minister discuss regional stability. https://t.co/7voifuk/spegoffpic.twitter.com/himpa1agog. Spaying, at spa_eng, July 8, 2025. Earlier, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson had said Araghchi would visit Saudi Arabia on his way back from Brazil to discuss the peace and security of the region. Araghchi's visit to the Gulf Kingdom is the first since Iran and Israel concluded a 12-day air war in June. 12-day war. The 12-day war that began with unprovoked Israeli military strikes in Iran on June 13 resulted in hundreds of deaths and thousands of injuries on both sides, according to official figures released by the respective governments. Read, if necessary, we'll bomb Iran again, Trump. Israel launched the first strikes, targeting Iranian nuclear and military facilities with more than 200 fighter jets. According to Iran's Ministry of Health and Medical Education, at least 610 people were killed and 4,746 injured, including 185 women and 13 children. Public infrastructure also sustained extensive damage, including hospitals, ambulances, and emergency units. Among those killed were senior nuclear scientists and high-ranking military commanders, including the Chief of Staff of the Armed Forces and the Commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The youngest confirmed fatality was a 2-month-old infant. In response, Iran fired hundreds of ballistic missiles and drones at Israeli targets, with Tel Aviv and Haifa among the hardest hit. The Israeli military stated that up to 1,000 projectiles were launched, of which 90% were intercepted. The attacks resulted in 28 deaths and 3,238 injuries across Israel. According to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data, ACADALTL, project, Israel carried out at least 508 airstrikes on Iran during the escalation. Another count from Al Jazeera's Sunad fact-checking agency, italicized, placed the number at 145 combined Israeli and U.S. strikes. Iranian retaliation included at least 120 missile and drone attacks, with some reaching Israeli civilian and critical infrastructure. Notable targets included Soroka Medical Center, the Israeli Military Intelligence School, the Ministry of Interior in Haifa, and several energy facilities. The U.S. joined the conflict on June 22 with bunker buster bombings on Iran's nuclear facilities in Natanz, Fordo, and Isfahan.